What's going on, everyone? Thanks for tuning in to Just Another Failure Podcast. We got a couple sponsors to shout out before the episode, people that support us, people that you might have seen on the show. If you guys want to not get hooked up on products, go ahead and skip to about 3.5 minutes and you'll get into our episode. But if you guys are rad and want to support rad products, stay tuned because we're going to hook you guys up with some rad promo codes and tell you some companies that support us. First off, we have Muertos Coffee. They are out of Winters, California. They are firefighter owned and operated, and use promo code, let's see, what do we have over there? Just Another Failure, and you're going to get 20% off, plus 5% of all proceeds are going to go back to our first responders and our frontline workers out there on the line. Also hit up Heatwave Visual. They will have your eyes protected. They got gear, they got sweatshirts, best in the business. Use promo code FAIL for 10% off. You're going to be stoked. They are the most comfortable sunglasses. They got the best rating out there with their lenses. Also, if you like our flags in the background, check out 30 Seconds out of Sun Valley, Idaho. They are veteran-owned and operated, and they got rad gear out there. But what else do we got with these guys?
We also got our boys over at Rockwell, which is, I mean, if you're looking for an athletic watch, if you're looking to just be looking sick with a nice watch, go hit up rockwelltime.com and use failure20 at checkout for 20% off. They got everything though too. Like,
they're not just watches. They're moto goggles.
They got everything.
CrossFit gear.
I'm just saying,
supplements.
I'm just saying, like, that's their main thing is watches. But these guys got shirts, they got proteins, they got all sorts of stuff. So go to Rockwell Time. Go check out what they got on their website. Everything these guys do is honestly amazing. Use failure20 for 20% off your order. And then we also got our boys over at Canna Dips. Yeah, exactly. Slap it up.
So pack me a lipper here real
so
quick.
So these are CBD pouches. It's a chewing tobacco alternative, so completely tobacco free. All natural products are used in the making of it. So these things are sick. And obviously CBD infused, so they help. I mean, if you get sore like we do from working out, helps with that. If you got like that anxiety and need to get a little calm down, these guys will help you out.
Out of Humboldt, California, so yeah, they are in the Green Triangle.
They're in the heart of Humboldt. So, but these guys got all sorts of insane flavors too. So good. And if you go to their website, CannaDips.com, use FAIL20 at checkout and get 20% off of your order as well. So go get some of those.
And last but not least, you can support us by tuning into anchor.fm. You can support us for just $1 a month or head over to our website, www.justanotherfailure.com. Check it out. Grab a t-shirt. You guys can support us if you like what you see. Don't forget to follow us, subscribe to us, check us out. Otherwise, enjoy the episodes.
Enjoy, guys. What is going on, everybody? Wow, that was a hard-ass intro. Jesus.
Stuttery there.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Just Another Failure Podcast with myself, Devin, my buddy, Matt, and with us today, yet again.
Again.
Because, well, I feel like we need again to explain this, but we have our buddy, Mr. Alex Hammertime Hammer. How's it going, buddy?
What's up?
What's up?
Employed.
Yeah, dude.
Let's just add that to the mix. Well, employed.
Let's actually talk about that, because last time we had you on, you were actually very angry and upset, and you may have said some things that you didn't mean because you were upset.
I still mean them.
You're going back to work. You're back. You're a Mariner in 2021.
Yeah, it's what should have happened.
When was the last time we had Alex on? Have we had him on since Christmas, or was Christmas the last one?
We just had him on. What do you mean?
When did we have him on?
Christmas.
Like 2 weeks ago?
Really?
Yeah.
You're suck.
No, it hasn't been 2 weeks ago.
It's been like two weeks.
It was a month ago.
Okay. Well,
just under a month
ago. I was close, but.
What was his most recent episode?
We were just nothing really special.
Oh yeah, 37.
So 3 episodes ago?
Yeah, we did have him on 37.
Oh, almost. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Christmas time, right around there. Yeah.
Right around Christmas.
Close. Nailed it,
Matt. Christmas.
Merry Christmas. But you are you're back in the water world game. You're officially a stuntman again.
Yeah, I'm actually stoked.
Are you amped or what?
I just got the email right before you picked me up. I mean, I got several emails the last fucking month.
But you got the confirmation email, like, it's for real.
The schedule for the next... I went from a year of vacation being able to do whatever I want.
Hey, you too?
Huh?
You too?
The band?
No.
Love them.
You as well? You also went on a year of vacation?
Yeah. Along with a lot of other people, but I don't give a shit about them. I'm stuck in my own head, not theirs. Yeah, I got the email. So I went from a year of vacay to 7 straight days, 8-hour plus days of just sore, wet, pruny rehearsals.
You're going to be so beat up for like the first week probably, huh?
Oh, dude.
Feeling like Ben Askren over there?
If it hurts just to walk to my car like it used to when I first started, I'm just sleeping in my car. I'll just stay there.
Just coming in full dad bod, coming back into the stunt scene.
Oh, dude, when the other day when we went for water callbacks, what you guys almost made it to.
Yeah.
We had to get sized for everything. And the chick was the same chick that was there when I left. And she sized me and we looked at my charts.
And she was like, ooh.
She's the only one that knows.
You're going to have to tighten it up a little bit if you want to fit in this Mariner costume.
She took the tape out and wrapped it around and was like, ooh.
Yeah, no, we.
She had to add another tape to it.
When I go into the locker room to get ready for shows, I'm gonna have to come up with, I'll just change in the, there's another bathroom.
You're going to be like the kid that wears his t-shirt in the pool because he's...
I'm going to wear a shirt and self-conscious. My swim trunks underneath my uniform for the first month.
So when's the park reopen?
16th of next month.
16th of May.
Wait, I don't know if that's including rides.
Wait, I thought the park opened already.
It's been open.
But you just can't go do anything.
Yeah, you could go get food and drinks.
It's
and go
like
shop.
What all the other parks are doing right now. Yeah.
So I think the 16th is... because obviously the Six Flags was the... first open before anybody.
Yeah, like up north, the Marine World Six Flags, like fully open rides and everything, like 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then did Magic Mountain open down here too?
Yeah, they opened before all of our parks.
Oh, I didn't even know they opened yet.
Way before anyone. So.
Well, like Magic Mountain here is kind of like they just don't.
That's
give,
in like an
they
area
don't,
where
they don't give a shit.
That's the old West out
Corona
there.
Corona can't even live in that
no,
location.
No, that place is filthy.
When you drive through.
Like even Corona's scared
of
that
Magic
place.
Mountain, yeah.
You go through into the hills through the 5 right there and you look over and see where it's at. It's fucking...
This is Santa Clarita.
What?
It's in Santa Clarita.
No, I know, but it's just in a big dead zone of just kind of a shit spot.
That's like in the middle area of like...
Santa Clarita. I've been to nice parts of Santa Clarita.
Santa Clarita has nice parts. That location is just not nice.
And the... I...
what the...
Hey.
Okay, cool. Anyways.
Listen, my...
This is walking.
Let me...
We just had
a famous person come. They just opened the door.
Walk in the door.
We're all a little fucking flabbergasted.
Quick little peep in real quick.
What's up?
not to sound cool or anything, but my agent lives in Santa Clarita. And she lives in a nice...
A fucking humble brag, no worries. Yeah.
She lives in a cool part of Santa Clarita, but not so... Like, literally, the next street over... It's like
isn't that where they filmed
Western
that
town.
Isn't that where they filmed that zombie show with Drew Barrymore
Santa Clarita Diet?
Oh yeah, she's
it's called the Santa Clarita Diet, isn't it?
I never when they say they're somewhere or they're probably in Atlanta.
They're probably at Universal in like your back lots where
probably.
You guys have miniature cities.
Yeah, where they actually film stuff.
Yeah, where they actually just build miniature cities.
So,
like the
she
Desperate
lives
Housewives.
In like a nice part of. I've only been there a few times, but that street that goes into her like where she lives and where her building's at, it's. It's. I feel like it's old. What's that place in Barstow? Old Western town. It's where the caves are. The fucking.
There's a lot of those.
I know what you're talking about. The ghost.
Ghost town.
The ghost town. Yeah.
It's like that.
Well, like
ghost town.
Temecula still has dirt roads and stuff. Norco still has dirt roads and.
Hey, fuck Temecula.
Wow, angry about Temecula, are we? Man, sore subject right now with Alex, but. Dude, I went to Magic Mountain as a kid. That place was so much fun. Like, the roller coasters were so dope. And then I went...
Calico.
Sketchy, though.
Calico.
And then I went...
Calico Mines.
Calico, yeah.
Ghost Town Calico Mines. Boom.
Nailed it.
Oh, that... Dude, but, so it's like that.
And then I went there, like, in my...
in Santa Clarita. It's like, what?
And then I went there, like, in my 20s. And I'm like, this place is dirty. Like, it doesn't... It's not even that cool. It's just a bunch of roller coasters.
Dude, there's... carved graffiti everywhere.
It's literally
it used
like,
to be like the gang hangout.
It's like a dump and they just put like
roller coasters
in
the parking
there.
Lot.
Yeah. They're just like, hey, come check this place out.
It's not even really like
if
a theme park.
If you're looking to catch a disease, get stabbed, and also ride a roller coaster, Go to Six Flags. That place is rad.
You know what a dope theme park is? Is Knott's, though.
That's my favorite.
Like, Knott's is cool
because it's, like, small, but it's, like, still good.
It's homey.
But it's, yeah, like, a cool-looking theme park. Like, yeah, they have the old Western.
Hey, you can't say that. You're fucking, you're Universal.
No, I like Knott's is my favorite park of all time. Whoa. Universal is my favorite where it's located.
Hey, check all your, the views check your, you get. Hollywood. Check your email. You just got fucking clipped.
Go to the Old West show at Knott's. You're done here.
I got one strike.
Alex.
I got one strike.
Alex, your contract has been terminated for saying you don't like Universal.
So did everyone.
No, I think I watched this guy. You know how there's YouTubers that park review?
Yeah.
So they, they own passes for every park, and they fucking have hundreds of thousands of subscribers, and they literally just go around. And I'm assuming that parks have to help them out.
Yeah.
They probably pay for their pass. I don't know. But this guy that I like, out of all the, you know, they're all kind of goofy, but they're you know, they're really intelligent people. This one dude I like says that by far, and him and all of his other park buddies, they love Universal Studios. They say it's one of the best.
It's actually, dude, it's a lot of fun because we ended up going a couple times. But it's better
for older people. Like, he's our age.
Yeah.
It's the perfect park where an adult can go and enjoy themselves and not feel like they're at a fucking theme park.
It's definitely for, like, that middle-aged, like, more towards like the teenage older folks
who are like drunk at Simpsons.
Yeah, like we're like Disneyland.
Not to worry about. You see fucking Mickey Mouse running around and Goofy and Minnie.
I still dig Disney.
I like it too when I'm on mushrooms. Sorry. I can't walk around that place for more than an hour and not freak out. You see all these fucking 30-year-old people wearing their fucking mini, their ears, and they got their fucking pass on a lanyard with little pins. Of every year,
and all the people that have like 7 million pins, like, it's dude, we get it.
There's people 37.
Hey, there's full on like trades going on with those pins. People like do.
It's like there's a black market. It's like there's a video game that Gary used to play. It was like an app game, and it was pretty much like a tycoon Disney. You have your little character, and you can all buy like rare clothing and. You know, Gary, he was fucking gamer.
In it,
He had, like, some of the rarest clothing and was fucking selling them under the table. Sorry, Gary.
Gary's like, fuck!
No, but he was like, there's, like, threads on Reddit about him. He was, like, this shadow.
He was, like,
fucking.
He was, like, the undercover
underground fucking gamer for this Disney game. And that's how, because he worked there for a little bit. He said, like.
Oh, he did? I didn't know
that. Yeah, he worked on the island where the boat goes back and
forth. Tom Sawyer. It's Pirate Island now, I think. Yeah,
it's not Tom Sawyer's Island anymore.
So he told me there's little inside scoops. And then there's obviously little inside scoops for every park.
Yeah.
You got the email, too?
Yeah, I got the email.
I do.
Well, you did almost make it to callback, so.
Like, house key, right?
Yeah.
Bruski?
Brzezowski. But you're so you go back to work when?
Tomorrow.
Like you're officially like already jumping back in.
Wednesday,
into
Thursday,
it.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
Oh damn, so Monday rehearsals are
Friday's the next 3 weeks after.
And so
that.
this is gonna be rehearsals, right? Like you guys have
a
couple weeks.
So they're gonna separate the pools. Or the pool into two pieces. They're gonna put the new people. I'm assuming on.
They're gonna put the squids on one side and the old OGs
and
on
just
the other.
Let the people that just need to get repetitions. And we obviously have a new mariner, so we're gonna focus on him. Taz is good. Taz rips. Josh, ultimate legend. And then I'm okay. So
you're fucking mediocre.
Dude,
at
pretty
best.
Much is everyone back that like we met with you?
Dude, it's gnarly. You may you probably recognize 6-7 people.
Okay.
Like Rich, obviously, but they moved him up to direct, like,
Rich is
entertainment director.
Oh,
like,
wow.
He's the man that kind of foresees everything.
So he's not in the show anymore.
John Donahue, who I thought you guys met, he was at your tryouts.
Yeah.
Shorter guy, super. He was a lackey deacon.
Yeah.
The man. He is stunt coordinator of the company now.
Oh,
so
wow.
He's got, like, an official title. Obviously, everything.
Of Action Horizon.
Like, they're taking care of him and Rich. They moved them up.
Big deals now, huh?
We got rid of other, you know, management and. We got rid of a lot of people.
Are people from the tryouts in the show? Did they stay?
Cammy's in it.
From your group?
And,
okay,
yes.
So Cammy's a deacon.
Cammy and...
the blonde girl, right? That was...
The guy that rode motocross, right?
Yeah, Cammy.
Yeah.
So,
dude, he's
super. Cool. Yeah, he's rad.
He's
so Cammy and we also did the tryouts with... I keep forgetting his name. Sorry. What's the tall dude?
Oh, Dane. Yeah.
Dane, yeah.
Yeah, he's a 7.
Yeah.
He's an 8.
Oh,
sorry.
Eight.
He's a 6.
Oh, 6.
He's a 6. Yeah,
he's my numbers. He's a 6, and he... I actually stayed at his house the night before we did our last fight scene. For
we're
the
actually, I've actually been talking to Alex, and we're trying to get.
Oh,
him,
he wants to come
on.
That'd be dope.
So,
what about
Hey, he was a fucking basketball player in Europe, and he played for the Celtics for a minute.
Dude, that dude,
like,
would be
he's
dope.
A full-on
fucking athlete.
Yeah, he's nuts.
He wants
sick.
To come on.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And so he's a creature worker. So he came here like a year ago, and he's killing it in the creature work. I think he signed his paperwork for it. He's doubling.
Maybe don't fully expose it.
He signed
a really big deal for a doubling, really well-known movie.
He's doubling Predator for the new Predator.
Or we'll just
go ahead and drop that right now.
We're good. We can talk about it.
Yeah. Dude, that's huge.
So he's been here a year. Did a couple, you know, obviously he's done some pretty cool shit.
Yeah.
Small TV shows on Netflix, commercials, the Nickelodeon thing, and then now he's fucking Predator. I'm really jealous.
Well,
I'm not 6'9 and handsome, so I know it's never in my cards, but still.
You'll never be that guy, sorry.
Yeah, he's fucking so, he's the coolest dude ever.
But I was going to say.
He's so fucking motivated, it's annoying. He goes on like 3 hikes a day, works out 17 times.
What's your excuse?
All of them. Anyone I can think of.
Lazy, alcoholic.
Don't forget, lazy, stupid.
Is that blonde girl? Is she? What's the chick's name in the show?
The one from like
Norway.
No, she's not. She didn't come back. She's killing it. She's doing all sorts of work.
She was like in the. She was in like the Singapore show.
No.
The girl that I tried out with.
One of them was, yeah.
Yeah, she was from Norwegian, blonde chick, and she was in the Singapore show and tried out at our show.
Oh, maybe she wasn't.
She came from the Singapore show. Yeah. Which I think
she's not in.
Okay.
We got one new one I've never seen before.
Because the one that got hired was like a shoe-in, remember?
Oh, yeah, she was already locked in.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's not even coming in now.
We're not going to say why.
What's the chick's name in the show?
Helen.
Helen.
Come on and say Heather.
Heather. Said it.
Well, hey, but speaking of, I know we can't really say the names, but... You got some stuff lined up too.
Oh yeah, dude.
TV wise.
Hopefully, I mean it's pretty locked in.
Getting your SAG card finally.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, bud.
But we can't officially say the names.
I'm not
going to
say anything because this new thing I've been doing is not talking about shit.
They're big, dog.
You got tryouts or something coming up soon or auditions?
Well, no. Tryouts are done for Waterworld.
No. For the TV stuff.
You don't try out for that.
Auditions.
You just show up and fuck. No.
Once you're in there, sometimes people are just kind of hovering, waiting for the moment,
and they go, "Hey."
Once you're in, you show up, you're good.
And you don't hurt yourself. Don't say something stupid, and hopefully they like you and they call you back for something else.
Once you're in the clique,
Shoot yourself.
But hey, our boys in some big stuff. You're about to be a
big Hollywood movie star, huh?
He's not gonna have time for us soon. Watch.
Well, I can't wait.
We don't even have time for us soon.
I know. But he's not even going to care about us in a minute. I won't even be able to call him anymore.
He's just going
to
be a big Hollywood movie star?
Yeah.
If everything takes off, he's going to be like a few years, and I'll buy us like a shitty house in Mexico or wherever, and then we can just retire.
What does that mean?
Okay.
Well, no, it's in my pocket.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I'm very, very stoked for you, buddy. I'm excited.
It's been a long time. I mean, how...
3 years.
It's three, right?
It would have been 2 years, which is a good number. For going in blind with no background, 2 years is a good...
But to be fair...
But I had this last year.
To be fair.
To be fair, one whole year was completely cut out with not being able to do anything.
So angry.
I like how Alex always has sunglasses on the show anyways. He's just always our big Hollywood big
shot.
That's
why I was so
angry. He likes to play the card.
He plays the card, dude. Just, we got Jake sitting over here.
I don't want anyone to know who I am when I go outside. It's annoying.
Yeah.
So many people are just
want to go eat.
There's literally like a line of people. Like someone already walked in our door. You already saw us all give a weird look.
Yeah,
because
they saw me come up here with him.
Yeah, I know. We get paparazzi. We don't lock our doors anymore.
I tried to smuggle my boy in, you know.
I gotta give my security some days.
It's gonna be like pretty soon. We're gonna have to like. Alex is just going to show up like it's going
to
be 110
degrees. We're going to have to hire security guards to sit outside.
110 degrees outside, sweatshirt on, hood over his head, beanie, ski mask.
Smuggling me in.
Yeah, you're going to have to look like Eminem soon, like just fucking
full
hoodie.
Stunt guys never get to that point.
Because nobody cares who you are.
He could be the coolest stunt man on the earth.
Nobody knows you.
He would walk in this room and you would go, "Who the fuck is this guy?" It's the coolest thing ever. But I do have a lot of dreams that I'm going to be an actor.
Oh,
whoa, like wait,
typecasted for some which is not great, but I'll typecast the fuck out of me. America can either love me or hate me, but well, I think they hate me a lot of my roles.
You could reenact play Ben Askren in the Jake
current,
Paul fight.
Current
body status, he could be Ben Askren.
I was going to say, current like
there's going to be a remake.
Current typecasting,
$1 million baby,
you
$5 fat boy.
$1 million baby, $6 douche nozzle.
$5 fat boy.
$6 douche nozzle.
Yeah.
No, Alex is gonna get typecast as that like
Scumbag. You're just like that
scumbag surfer kid.
Stealer.
Yeah, you're gonna be the thief.
You're like every guy from Animal Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're just like that.
Or
dude
he's
that,
the
like,
guy that's he played like Kip and Gone in 60 Seconds. That guy's always just like a meth tweaker.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Screw up.
To me.
Yeah, I'll do it.
That's what I mean.
Throw me in.
Yeah, Alex has that covered. That's him.
I've been having a lot of premonitions of being an actor, and I don't hate actors.
Are you taking acting classes?
Fucking by myself in my room. Fuck. No one will ever
I could see Alex just running
dude,
lines, watching YouTube videos.
I'll come
in, he's playing both characters. Yeah.
Dude, when I come into my room sometimes, I'll just open the door and do a fucking full made-up scene.
Honey, I'm home.
Baxter will be sitting there like...
Jordan freaks out. She's like, what? What are you... What are you...
Can we take that again? From the top. Still rolling? Good.
She's like, you're an idiot.
Can't talk about that right now.
What happened?
I don't know.
Did you just queeze?
Yeah.
What happened?
Nothing. It's just always an honor to have you on the show, Alex.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Your life is just so mysterious.
We're putting a jacuzzi on the roof. Called my dad about it. Devin heard.
Yeah.
Is that roof going to hold a jacuzzi?
Fuck, yeah, we already tested it.
You.
My dad's buying the jacuzzi. I have to buy the crane for an hour. It's like $1,300, the cheapest one I could find.
Outside that one room across from yours up. That, yeah.
With the cool spiral staircase.
That spot's dope.
We're going to build a slide.
Yeah.
Water slide.
This fucking...
the spiral staircase.
This leech... This
takes
leech
you right off
been...
the fucking... Right into the courtyard.
Right into the... Right into the oil field.
Just fucking...
Right into the oil field.
No, it's going to be
skirt
sick.
Off there.
Now we can go to my house.
Yeah, and I was going to say, because this leech has been coming to my house for years.
Since
to use
second
our
grade.
Use our jacuzzi, so it's going to be nice to finally...
I bought a jacuzzi last year.
Yeah.
Where'd it go?
We don't want to talk about it.
You bought a TV, too.
Yeah. Anyways, but...
Wait. No.
Did you get burglarized?
No.
Yeah, I got robbed.
He got fucking robbed.
I got swindled.
I don't know why I said burglarized.
I did. I got swindled. I got burglarized by the internet.
He got swindled by a fucking cheap Asian fake-ass website. And
you ordered shit and it never showed up?
Yeah.
And they have a really bad return policy?
Yeah.
Never do that again.
Yeah, never do that again. Learn my lesson.
And what we learned.
Do it again.
Yeah, I almost got smoked on eBay. I bought my intake for my car. It was like $800. I normally don't go on eBay.
Cold air intake?
Yeah, the dine-in one for my car. It was super hard to find. Finally found it. I'm like, oh, this is like
$300
cheaper than brand new. I'm like, doing it. Take my money. And it never showed up. Like a month goes by and I'm just like, I'm not going to wait anymore. I have $800 sitting somewhere. Someone has my money. And I know eBay will give it back. And I literally texted them, never got my shit. Said shit. I was pissed because it took me fucking an hour to find the self-help text robot.
Hey, he's like going on there and he's like, yeah, I got my shit off eBay. And the guy's like, who's eBay?
Who's eBay? Right? But no, I text them and they go, okay, refunded. My money was in my account the next day. Then the next day, they send me an email. My account's suspended indefinitely. No, you can't even use eBay ever again now.
Oh, good
nor
job.
Would I want to. But
you spammed yourself.
Yeah, wait. You got clipped for being like,
for
I didn't get my shit?
For someone taking my money and them having to
I got my
me.
Money stolen and my account
dude,
goes fucking
Amazon
down?
Amazon had to
work?
Reimburse me $1,300 for a graphics card and felt so bad, gave me my money back, and gave me a $100 gift card.
And gave them stock in Amazon.
And it was the same fucking day delivery, too, believe it or not.
Honestly, they paid for next day.
They went to the bank. The guy took out money and drove it to Alex and handed it to him.
I told the chick when I was talking to about my refund. I'm like, what if it did show up and I just said it didn't? She said, we don't give a fuck.
They're like, we're worth a fucking gazillion dollars.
I know. I'm like, oh, yeah, I get. But
they're
even
like,
then, how many
like,
people
you think
do that?
$1,300
how many
card?
People order thousands of dollars worth of shit and it didn't show up?
Millions.
I know people that did it in high school and they made a lot of money.
People make a living off of that. That's their job.
Yeah.
To just steal from
they literally
billion,
say shit doesn't show
companies.
Up and then they send the money back and then they just sell whatever they said didn't show up.
Yeah.
So it's still happening.
Oh, it's,
and
yeah.
They, well, I guess that's like the people that want to get back their money from the big
corporations.
Frick those big
go on and get it, son.
Yeah, I don't, I mean.
I guess that you probably get in big trouble if you get busted.
Oh, if you get rolled, you're fucked.
Federal.
You're fucked.
Federal offense.
Federally.
So.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Uh-huh. So the reason.
Why do you have a Spartan helmet on like recently searched?
No, it says explore
really?
More items.
You're asking that? Oh, okay.
He would buy
where
a Spartan
where would it? That says explore more items, not recently.
I can't see what I just thought that was recently.
So when I was sitting here and we were kind of look at unwind these. And getting ready to do the podcast. Obviously, we've been talking about this thing that we want to do with me to make it not... Because obviously, I've been on here more than anyone else, and there's really no humble reason for it.
Well, actually, I think you can probably kind of explain why you're more likely to be on the show. Because, for one, you live right down the street, which it's even hard enough to get you on the show when you're right down the street.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean...
And you're just a character in yourself.
And you're one of my best boys, so...
But above all, we want to do this thing called Live Stunts. It's my fucking idea. I hope that it works. Is it not my idea?
Keep going. Sorry. Keep going.
Your idea?
Was it your idea?
It was our idea that we brought up to you.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
It was our idea.
Let Alex talk about this.
I've been wanting to do this for a while where I go... I mean, you see all these kids doing these pranks on YouTube channels. 99% of them are fake. I don't know why it's still enjoyable. I enjoy watching
it. Wait, why are we leaking this? Because if we do this, it's going to give someone else time to go ahead and do this.
I'll beat the shit out of them. I'll stunt fight.
Do we have a filmer?
I'm going to talk to Gary, and we're just going to go around maybe once or twice a week and just do live stunts. Just
I think Preston would be a good filmer for this.
Get reactions out of people.
Preston could definitely do it.
We'll do fight scenes. We're going to do, you know, car hits. We're going to do bike crashes. I want to take a bike off the fucking end of the pier.
We're getting arrested, like, for sure.
You guys are good. I'll take it. If I get famous.
Well, I'm saying if we do a car hit and I hit you with a car, like, I'm getting arrested too.
No. Only if I press charges. Not
such a bad idea. Your dumbass totally would too. Sir,
hey,
I don't
how
know
much money
guy?
Can I get?
Sir, officer, I don't know this guy. He hit me with his car. I'm pissed. Alex,
I just want to see you carrying the ramp down the pier and not getting stuck.
No ramp. I'll hit the guardrail.
Yeah, he's going to hit the rail
right
and do a flip, baby.
I'll hit the guardrail going as fast as I can pedal.
Yeah.
Right next to
Ruby's.
I don't
give a fuck. It'll be so
It's not going to be Ruby's anymore, so it doesn't matter.
Oh. I was literally going to go eat there like week before they did that, and my dad came in my room, and I'm like, get out of my room, dad, fuck off. He's like, well, me and your brothers are going to go eat, and I'm like, fuck you, dad.
Man, you're such a very nice man.
Yeah, and I regret not going because I could have got my little paper Cadillac. And
well, look, all right, so when's live stunts going to start?
I don't know. Obviously, I want to get through the next few months. Like, maybe the next month is going to be pretty gnarly at Waterworld, and once I'm settled, we can go from there. I already have some stuff that I've been putting a stunt bag together slowly with pads and a bunch of.
We're gonna need to do probably at least one more episode with you before we're able to put out an actual.
Why is that?
Stunt video, because it'll be like a month.
Yeah, we're gonna have to remind people.
We're gonna have to bring it back up again, but
okay.
Like, stay tuned because this has potential to be absolutely.
So is it gonna be just you, or are you gonna bring other stunt guys in on this?
I think obviously when I do fights and anything out of my hands doing by myself, I'll call Buddy, and he'll come. You know, buy him lunch, maybe shoot him some cash, and we can jam it up. Most of the things we do, like all the shit we do when we're just hanging out with each other.
I think first
it takes
time,
us like 10 minutes. We come up with a plan in our head, run it a few times, and then.
I think the first time we can get some really good footage, just you.
Yeah.
And then, like, once we can, like, put that out and then do another one, then we could get more people involved. Yeah. And just, I think we
gotta
go
baby steps.
Yeah.
Baby steps.
There has potential
to
be absolutely
insane stuff.
Start with a
bike from Goodwill, end with a fucking Lamborghini in Miami.
That's what we need to do, is we need to go back to the roots of how we actually started and go to Goodwill, find a full outfit for you, find a bike, find a helmet. This is what we used to do when we were kids.
I remember.
Oh, we used to get
down. I remember talking about this.
It's bullshit, dude. We could have been so fucking famous.
We could have.
You guys just actually
bought
really
a camera that didn't even plug into the wall.
Well, yeah. So funny story is, we bought a camera thinking we were gonna do that, but it only worked in my room. We could take it out of my room.
So why not sell a couple more Coke cans and go get a better camera?
Because
Coke was that code for?
No, he meant like the drink.
Like the cans, like you go recycle cans.
Yeah, let's recycle for a $5,000 camera.
You didn't need a $5,000 camera back then.
No, we'll talk about now. We can't go back in time.
Well, I'm talking about when you guys were kids growing up.
You weren't that smart.
Oh, yeah.
If you thought our thought process was
and you really
going
don't
there,
even need a 5,000 camera now to do
this.
Yeah,
but why not?
You can do this with GoPros, $300.
We have an iPhone that shoots in 4K
as
well. So
you can do this with an iPhone.
Okay.
You can do this with...
I don't need a camera. I want one. I don't need a laptop. Fucking want one. Almost a lot of shit I want that I don't need.
Yeah. Welcome to the world.
Welcome to being an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't you have like a supercomputer at home, though?
Yeah.
Like, you build supercomputers.
I have like 15 of those in one case. Those are shit, by the way. They're good for editing, but if you look at like the processor and graphics card and the amount of RAM.
I literally use it for an internet browser.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a big phone with a keypad. That's all
I use this for. Like, it's an internet browser for me. That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'd use it for. Actually, I wouldn't even fucking turn it on. I'd buy it, use it, set it up, close it.
It's for me to send emails and do invoices for work.
And go on the Google Drive.
And go on the Google Drive.
That's porn.
I do.
That's
what. I do. No.
Check that. A search history. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, right.
Check. Let me
see that thing for a second.
Here.
Friggin'. Oh, delete. Yeah, I got it.
There's Amazon.
You know what's funny? I don't use my gaming computer for porn. I got 4K. I got everything.
You just don't have to watch porn.
I got a curved screen.
Yeah.
I got my fucking flat screen.
Or just don't watch porn.
I know, it's so bad for you. Whatever.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, are you still gaming, or you do...
Dude, I haven't touched
it. Are you retiring again from gaming since you're going back from work?
Oh, yeah, I stopped, like... I think I'm almost at a month and a half not playing... I've been playing my dirt bike game I always play.
It's like Gamers Anonymous right now.
I just got over it.
It's been 92 days since my last log on to Call of Duty.
I get on my computer most nights, but I go on YouTube. I'll go on Discord and chat with the guys. They'll stream when they're playing. I literally just can watch buddies play, and then I feel like I'm playing. That's
just
good enough
watch
for me.
Wow,
you just go on Twitch all day and just
no,
watch?
No, I through Discord, they can stream whatever they're doing. So I don't even have to. I don't like watching people I don't know play video games.
On Discord, you can do like screen mirroring, basically.
I've never known why
that's cool. Like, literally, they can just press a button and you can see exactly what's going on. Like,
I'm like, I'll just get call outs on your left, on your right, above you. That's fun enough for me.
He's just.
He likes the third eye.
Alex likes the assist. He's a big team guy. He just
big
wants,
team
or
guy.
Or I'll put a gag reel on while they're doing that and just be in the mic.
Just dying laughing.
And they mute me, and I don't know I'm muted. After, like, 2 hours later, I'll be talking, and I'll see the little red thing, and I'm like, fuck, I was doing it again.
Damn, you guys cut
I'll watch,
me
like,
out.
A 30-minute gag reel, and I'll just be like... Because that's how fucking weird I am.
I don't even understand the internet gaming world. I never did it. And, like, I don't even have gaming
consoles. I have to force myself.
I have no idea how any of them work.
But you kind of, like, grew up in that, like, generation before, like, gaming was cool, though, so it's not really, like...
I have no idea.
You know.
It's endless, dude. It's so big.
I have no idea how
to
use, like, a controller.
Yeah, don't even fucking worry about it. Don't even do it. It's waste.
We had Counter-Strike when I was, like...
I still play Counter-Strike.
In middle school.
It's still one of the best
shooter games. I tried to learn how to play it and
Counter-Strike,
yeah, well, you have to play it on a mouse and keyboard. That, like, separates the men from the boys when it comes to, like, FPS shooters. Like, that's the best.
What's an FPS shooter?
First person.
Oh.
Jesus fucking
God. Got it.
Okay. Frames per second.
There we go.
Frames per second shooter games.
So what's your, because you're a big YouTube fan, so what's your take back on the rigged fight this last weekend? We talked about it the other night, but I want your take
exactly
back.
What I said. Whether it was rigged or not, Jake Paul could slaughter Ben Askren. I don't care if it was rigged. He said after the fight, everyone knows boxing's rigged. So at this point, we're just all sitting here bitching about people making $500,000+ for 5 minutes.
That's what
of
I told him.
Work.
That's what I told him. Ben Askren is just working fucking smarter, not harder.
I would go in there. I don't care who it is. I'd let anyone beat the fuck out of me for that much money. I'd do it 5 or 6 times until the doctor said, because I'm already at a pretty high.
How much money do you have saved up? I got a little bit too. How much? I'll fucking whale Alex for
just beat the shit out of town.
Oh, dude,
$10,000.
I tried to do. I told you that story, right? Because when Alex, you know, has a couple drinks, he starts feeling really fucking cool.
Because I've never really seen Alex twisted.
Okay, so when Alex gets on a good one for a while, he would go around telling people he couldn't get knocked out, and he'd have people do it. He'd have like a bunch of our friends try and punch him in the face, and he did.
And no one knocked him out. Wow.
So one day, it was your 4th of July party, I think.
Yeah.
He just sits there and clenches his jaw super gnarly and just lets people give him one on the chin. But so it was this 4th of July party, and I was pretty...
Not in the nose or the ear.
That's where you got to go. You got to go nose and ear.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah, that's where you're going to knock someone out.
No, catch him in the jaw.
If you could get my jaw to break, like my teeth just The nose, I already have a fucked up nose. And when you get punched in the ear, it's the worst fucking pain in the world.
Well, but it was a 4th of July party, so Alex was tuned up. I showed up too, and I was a little tuned up as well.
You were tuned.
And so I was tuned. I ended up throwing up on my girlfriend's mom's front lawn, and then her sister's friends got blamed for it. But so he goes around and he's telling people, like, I can't get knocked out, dude. Nobody can knock me out. And so I was like, fuck this. I'm like, Alex, let's go. I'm doing it. And he's like, you're going to do it? And I was like, let's go. I'm fucking punching you. I'm knocking your ass out cold. I'm tired of you saying this shit. And so he starts getting all ready. He's like, fuck, let's go.
Who stopped you?
I think Christian ended up stopping me.
Pussy.
But one of our buddies ends up walking up to me. He's like, hey. And he like whispers in my ear and he's like, dude, you're going to knock him out. I'm like, I know. That's the fucking point.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, guys.
I'm trying to knock him out so to shut his ass up. Right. And he's like, no, like you're going to like you'll hurt him and like knock him out. I'm like, I know.
That's what I want to do.
And they're like, no, you can't.
That's the plan.
That's the plan I'm going after right now.
And he was like, honestly, you can't. And I was like,
big letdown.
Oh, man. You got pulled out on it. So you never got to knock him out.
I never got to do it, but
I was tuned up like a Chevy.
Yeah.
Like a NASCAR pit stop.
Like a NASCAR pit stop.
I was tuned. I was lubed.
Your 4th of July parties get a little, everybody gets a little tuned up.
It's like every aspect of a party. Really fun. Everyone's there.
You should just start filming those.
There's a fight. Goes to shit. Cops come. Everybody comes back. Has a good time.
It's like it's like a miniature Project X.
Right, yeah, every time.
It's like a smaller version of Project X where like, if there was a pool, a car would be in that pool. So thank God. Maybe the jacuzzi's a bad idea, actually.
We had a couple of those parties when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah. Were they hella dope up north?
We had one.
Up in Squaw? Were they fucking...
We had one that legit took two helicopters. It took two helicopters and like four counties of police to break us up.
Hey, that's hella gnarly, dude.
I watched a cop knock a girl out cold in my kitchen once. He was not thrilled after that.
They found our party because we were stopping traffic on the freeway for people to try to get in. That's how they found the party.
We've done something like that.
That's legit how they found us.
Who was I telling that story to? Oh, Matt. I was at his buddy. He lives on 11th by me. And we were tuned up. And we were talking about when I went to England. And I was at that fucking fair. And I bought the suits.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, why are you buying these? And I'm like, just don't even worry about it.
You're like, don't worry about it.
I have a plan.
Magic's going to happen soon.
And just I brought him home. And I'm like, I got you a present. And you're like, sick. And I show up. And you're like, what the fuck are those?
I think we already told this story, too. But I still love it.
Oh, it's good.
But.
Live Stunts coming soon. I think that's a good name. Never seen it.
Live Stunts is pretty sweet, I think.
Is no one doing that? Like, is that a thing?
Mm-mm.
Well, who? I mean.
Well, everyone. So many people do pranks. You know, there's not many people going out and doing stunts, which I think is funny because there's so many stunt guys my age that are trying to make a name for themselves, trying to make content.
Type in Live Stunts first one that pops up. Daredevils who lost their lives doing insane stunts.
Boom, that's what we're going for.
But they're on the internet. You can find them. You can Google them.
Oh, no, you get to watch them.
Yeah.
Because they film themselves dying.
But they're famous. Look at them. They put it all out on the line and look what they got. This guy's on a hoverboard in like China on like the tallest building.
No, those are just that's not live stunts. That's
fugazi. No. What fugazi?
We're gonna do live stunts and get reactions out of people doing what I've learned in the last 2 years.
I think it's gonna be like
practice
kind of
for me.
It's gonna be a combo though of like a prank, but it's also gonna be like real stunt work happening.
We're gonna try and turn the tides of internet. Kids doing all these fake, they're all set up. Everything's kind of.
We're going to do the blatantly
tell. We're just going to go back, jackass, CKY, raw reactions.
Do the real shit, I'm going to be getting hurt
all the time.
I'm going to be getting hurt all the time.
We're going to be filming it and laughing our asses off.
I mean, I have a few more years where I think I can hit the deck like that because, you know, I'm getting old. 27 in a few months.
Those bones are getting brittle.
Yeah, you are getting old. You're kind of over the hill. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. You don't have much left in you, honestly. No.
I got a year or two of content, another couple year years two in, of content. In structured, safe stunts, you know, on set, because those are very safe.
Those are safer than what we're planning.
I'm going raw dog in the streets.
I can't wait to see it, honestly.
It's going
to
be cool. And if it's
you'd love to see it, honestly.
Well, yeah, it's easy. Your side of it's really easy. You just get to sit and laugh. So
That's all we're looking for.
Yeah.
Just unless you want to hit me with a car and get involved.
I'll hit you with a car.
You get that shitty car. You can hit me with that.
You can hit him with a fucking Cherry Fiero.
Dude, I won't even break the windshield.
Ooh, that would be...
I'll go into the hood, and I'll do everything I can to kind of get up above
the
windshield over the back, and you wouldn't even fucking know you hit me with it.
That car would laugh at Alex.
I've been thinking of a car we can use, and I was thinking about the Corolla.
No, a Saturn. You got to get a Saturn because you can't break them.
I don't know though. Yeah, what about the Camry we got?
Yeah, that color.
No, you got to get a Saturn, dude. Because
that's a car that hits people.
That's a car you see on the internet. That's a car that you could definitely justify being hit by. Because that's
I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah.
And if I fuck anything up, it's got to be cheap to fix. Although that color's got to be rare. I don't even know what the color is called.
Yeah, that's
no, it's not pewter. That pewter's like a brown.
That's
like
fucking
a
underbelly gray whale.
Underbelly gray whale.
It's like a purple. It's like a purple, but it's like...
Like fuchsia?
That's like fucking mermaid scale.
I don't know. My Crocs are the same color.
Yeah. Horrible. It's like the Laffy Taffy fuchsia. No one eats.
Yeah, it's the shit.
It's like fuchsia.
No, we gotta pop the hood, and there's a barcode for the paint, and we'll figure out what the name
find
of it
out
is.
What the paint
no, Darren is. Was telling me he knows, because I said, have you ever looked what the paint's called? And he said some
it's like a soft purple color. Like.
Oh, man.
It looks like a bowling ball from the 70s.
So did you have to do like a full set of like callbacks and everything?
Whole thing. Like I was telling him, I had to do a whole procedure I didn't even do the first time when I got hired in.
It's lilac.
I had to do like the whole thing.
Color. Lilac is that purple color
there. Yeah. Nice. It's a great color.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah. What year is that car?
It's a 96.
Type in 96 Corolla colors. Done.
96.
Anyways.
So yeah, I had to go through RSVP for tryouts. Okay. That's where it starts. Send your email, send your headshots, your reel. I sent them a video of my show from 2019.
Like, you're not even a shoo-in for actually being on the show in the past? Like, they just didn't
didn't give a fuck. The only reason they could get rid of all the people they got rid of was to do what they did. Pardon everyone. Remember when I was at the river and
so
I
wait,
told you guys
I wait,
could
we have retried out for this?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
I should have told you. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, they had tryouts.
It was really last minute.
How many people showed up?
No one. Everything was separated into groups. No one ever met except for callbacks together.
So dude, we should have tried out again.
You had to send in your workout submission. You had to film yourself the whole 10 minutes with no cuts, no, like, the camera couldn't be off of you to prove that you were doing, you know, the circuits without stopping. Send them that. Then we had to do a fight scene. Then we had to do our rolls, back rolls, front rolls, side rolls. Then we sent them that. Then we get a call or an email, hey, come to another fight at 150V, our private gym. And that's when all the Mariners would show up one day, and all the Sages would show up, and they separated into groups. So it took 9 days to get each group of
people. So you had to fight for yourself to get back
in. I had to fucking... Dude, the fight was so gnarly. Like, the Mariner fight was like... I'd say it was close to like 25 punches, and there's three people in the fight, and we had to... So we'd fight back guy, middle guy, front guy, and then front guy'd go to the back guy'd go to the front, do the fight again, and then do it one more time. So each person did every person's role in reverse. Oh, and we had 15 minutes to remember it, and both the owners were there. All of management was there. The cameras rolling.
I guess they did that to us though. We had to fight different roles. They kept mixing up our fight teams.
Yeah, normally the Mariner one's the most.
But we didn't.
Mariner and Helen have the most.
They had the longest fights. Yeah. Helen has like the longest fight.
But ours weren't that intricate. Like
it was like a five punch combo.
The last fight we did was pretty intricate.
The last
one, the three man.
But like the only reason that fight sequence was like difficult at all was because they just randomly selected the teams.
That sucks.
So some people got like that dude that you were like, this guy fucking sucks.
He's gonna make us look
bad. And he's gonna make us look bad. And you got that guy on your team and you were like, fuck, like we have to try and make this guy look good.
No, Rich, like we got there and Rich is like, you, Mike, Taz. He put like,
the boys together.
And we all fight with each other all the time. So we're like, okay, let's just jam this out. But the other group had Josh and then one of the new Mariners that they didn't pick up and then some other guy that works at fucking Raptors help him. Josh was just struck. Like, Josh is one of the best fighters I know, and he's doing this fight with two, like, a weird group, and he's like fucking stressed. And he's like, dude, I made so many mistakes.
Yeah.
Like, we brain farted once on like one of the block to punch to another block, and we kind of just jammed for a second, and we're like, and then we just kept going. But other than that, we did it pretty sick.
We should have definitely went to callbacks. We should have RSVP'd.
We should have tried.
That
would have
been so fun. It was just fun doing it.
It is. This was not as fun. This was so weird. It was like
it was
over the internet.
It was fun.
Let's just wait until next year.
when we
put a lot more effort in this year to really what we could do with both you to make them just go, well, we need these guys.
I also saw that you went back to that fucking cool gym that you forgot to tell us that you went to when you tried out.
Oh, Unbreakable?
Yeah.
It's like $70 a night.
No, I know, no, but
I mean, doing it
Mister, I just Mister, showed
I
up.
Went up ice cold.
I just showed up and did it. Oh, no worries.
Well, I'm not fucking completely ridiculously stupid. I had to do something.
You're such a piece of shit, though. You just lied straight to us.
No, I showed up. I never even tried one day.
Sounds way cooler.
I never even tried one day. I just showed up and did it.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
Watched the show, went home, took a shit, went to sleep, went back the next day.
That's what we did.
They picked me.
Ate two double bacon cheeseburgers 2 days in a row, back to back.
We actually showed up with nothing.
Nothing.
And we still kind of almost made it.
No,
so.
You guys, we made it if they needed Sages, they just didn't. Now they need Sages. So, I mean, you could have gotten
this year. You know what, dude? I'm going to go train.
Sucks. I didn't think about it. Shayna RSVP'd. They emailed her back and said, thank you so much, but, you know, keep working hard and try again next year.
Oh, really?
So they were gnarly. This year, they already knew
everyone
they were picking.
I feel like over the internet, it's like way...
Yeah, you don't have any... Like, you guys do better like I do in person.
Yeah.
If I tried out like this before, I wouldn't have gotten hired.
I'm just going to go put in some time and start training. I'm fucking gunning for Alex. I'm going to kick him out of being a fucking Mariner.
Hey, Devin, you got any footage of you on a jet ski?
Oh my God. That was the most classic line when they asked me that.
They did?
Yeah, because they asked me.
You were doing Sage.
No, because we tried out for like three different ones. Like
six rolls.
And he was like, hey.
Helen?
Yeah, Matt tried out for Helen.
Yeah, I did.
You're a little hairier than we want, but we like your look.
Tits perfect.
They're great, honestly. They're really coming in this
year. What are those, like a 32C? Yeah, that's just what we're looking for.
36, thank you, but anyways.
No, but they, because they went up and asked me, and they were like, hey, you're trying out for Mariner, too? And I was like, honestly, that was just like a whatever thing. And he's like, can you ride a ski? And in my mind, I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, should I just...
Dude, you should see me next summer at fucking Alex's spot.
Dude, that's...
I can ride a fucking ski.
No, but that's what I told him. I was like, oh, yeah, I ride skis all the time. Like, I just...
Give me anything with bars. I got this.
Yeah, and he goes, oh, well, do you have any footage? And I was like, oh, like, I didn't know we had to bring footage. Like, that's, man. Oh, yeah. And I was like,
You have a phone in your hand. You
dude,
know,
I
you
showed up with, like, a fucking 10-minute video of me just shredding at Parker on the Pink Panther.
Yeah, see, I didn't
that's
have
That's what
anything.
They asked me. I was in the lineup. When they line you all up in the rooms,
yeah.
And he pointed to me because it was like boom, boom, boom.
Yours
boom.
Was more brutal though than ours.
Mine was because
like your guys, as I remember, like they walked you guys in the room before anyone even got to do anything,
like,
and they're like
us.
you. All right, everyone else, thanks.
Dude, come. They literally cut everyone out, and then that same day we were supposed to come back and do the rest of tryouts, and they called me and Pearson, and we thought we were getting cut. And they're like, hey, just don't even worry about tomorrow. Just come to callbacks. Don't say anything.
Well, ours
I'm like,
too,
oh,
though.
Fucking thank God.
Ours was kind of crazy because. They didn't really do that.
How many people showed up? At least 100?
A ton.
Ours was like 200.
There was guys walking
normally,
off the street.
Yeah, there's normally 200 people.
And we were like
fucking insane.
We were
in
group one because we showed up early.
Yeah, we were like number 10 in line.
That's
sick.
Yeah. How many people were in each group, roughly?
20? 20 or 25.
It was probably a little bit more than that. You know that first little room at the building with the mirrors and stuff? Yeah.
That was lined with people.
There's just people sitting outside doing paperwork.
Dude, it was not.
Oh, fuck. Because there's that park at the end of the street. That line normally goes all the way to the park
all the
and
way
down the street.
But like
it
me, Devin, and my sister were in group one, and we went into the gym first. We were like group one into the gym, and it was like, what, 10 groups? No, like six groups of three? Because how many stations are in there? There's a group of three on each station.
You have three that day. You have your physical.
Well, no, he's saying at the physical, you know, like, you do like the burpees, you
10.
Do the...
There's 10 stations,
so there's
30
people
in that room. Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
But that's what I was going to say. Like, they were pretty cutthroat right there. We did the quick little, like, physical thing, and they instantly cut people right out of the physical.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what you were telling us about the pull-up thing, just hang on the whole time.
The only one they care about.
Dude, they had those dudes that just thought they were dope, and they just knocked out, like, five pull-ups, and they're like... Knocked out like five more, but they were like, it was like 15 seconds, and you're supposed to hold on for a minute.
They want you to do 10,
chill,
like really solid, slow, and just hang there like it's no big thing. Mariner's 20 is the, you know.
I think it's a minute you had to hang on that bar.
Yeah, every workout's a minute.
You had to stay on the
bar
for
a
minute.
You do as many reps as you can, minute break.
But you had those dudes that were just thought they were sick, and they just pumped out like... as many as they could,
and
the
worst is when
they got to 30 seconds, and then they were like toasted.
Yeah, the worst is when you in your wherever you start in your circuit, if you get burpees before your pull-ups, you're hurting.
We got burpees first. That was our first station.
Yeah, that'll warm you up.
Yeah, we started with burpees and we did those sprints.
The sprint burpees,
yeah. And then we went to something else and then pull-ups.
Pull-ups was like at the steps. End.
We did the step-ups, box thing. Yeah.
I want to say our pull-ups were like at the end. I was like pretty gassed by the time. Yeah,
for second after the sprint burpees, which for some reason aren't as bad as just normal burpees because you get that time to stand up and run. But I got on the bar and I think I did 27, and Kelly was like, that was when I was like in really good shape. She's like, you don't have to do that many. And I just kept going. And then I was at like 30 seconds. I'm like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
And I just hung there just
full. Well, and that's what a ton of people did in our trial. They
gas out.
They just full on gassed out.
You just need 15 minimum.
Slow. I think I just hung the last like 30 seconds.
Some people, I've heard people that fucking grab the thing and don't even do a pull up, just hang there.
That's what my sister did.
Yeah, like most girls can't do a pull. I mean,
my sister
traditionally hung there. Like you don't see girls just jam out 20 pull ups.
They liked my sister. They just had way too many girls for the Helen.
No, normally Helen, Mariner, and Deacon, they know a year ahead or maybe even two, like someone that's coming.
But
or
I remember Rich like came up and was like, tell your sister to come back. Like, yeah, we really
she'll
liked
make
her.
It next year when the park's fully open. Because right now, I think we're not going to be doing that many shows. Because you remember how I kept tripping on how there's not that many Mariners.
Yeah.
Or Helens. Like, there's three Helens and four Mariners right now. We need six normally. So I guess we're just cool with 5, 3, 4 because we're not going to be doing as much shows. So it doesn't matter. Well, but if someone gets hurt, the show can't stop.
We should go try out again though.
I would be down. I would
next
do
year.
It. I would do it again.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like, you should do it until you get it.
I legit had fun.
Why not?
Yeah. Like I had a lot of fun.
You could be on reserve or when you're
it was shitty waking up at like 5 a.m. to like go
drive
there every
two
day.
And a half hours.
That's the cool thing about this time was it was all fucking middle of the
but
day.
But it was cool like after like going and hanging out with him.
Yeah,
like,
no,
after
no, that
and
was
stuff. Like that's
cool.
That's why
sure.
it was cool.
Yeah.
So
you guys wait until, dude, if you
and shout out to that burger place right on the corner because that place slaps.
Yeah, dude, their double bacon cheeseburgers
sure
are so good.
No, you wait until, I want you guys to make the callbacks. For you to, like, put a wetsuit on, bring some fucking water shoes, and just do that day. The swim test. Jump.
The swim test would be fun. Like, I want to jump off everything.
Dude, they
I wanna,
fucking saw
I wanna,
some people so
oh, loud. My God. So you know how they talked about the caveman that they have to do?
They have people, they'll go, all right, go up, let us see your caveman, and then these dudes are just like, yeah, fucking, it's just water. Like, fucking, let's go. Like, never done one. Maybe don't even know how. But they made it to callbacks.
Make your
break. This is
your
make or
brother.
Fucking break moment.
Oh, my God.
And
because that's a sage has to do a caveman.
No, the lackey.
Lackey has to,
so we sit there in the bleachers. You got every other role other than lackeys and fire divers do a lot of the jumping because they got to do the front flip 180 off or brainy off. They do the big brainy off the top. They should know how to caveman. Most of them are all in that same kind of section of like performer, and we just sit up in the everyone else sits in the bleachers and just fucking 15-20 people just smoked for a freaking
just
an hour.
Absolutely.
Anyone break their
themselves.
Legs on that one?
No, but a lot of fucking
people coming out of the water
just fucking come out of the water because they're just trying to be like tough, you can't show no fucking
dude,
fear.
Dude, water hurts so bad from high.
Yeah, I'd rather land on concrete.
Because how high is that? It's like 40.
They do it from the 30, and then they go up to the 40. They start at the 20. They make
have
everyone
the
jump off.
They caveman off 30?
Fuck. Dude, No. The caveman in the show is like 40 feet.
Oh,
it's fucking...
Fuck.
You go up there. I don't even like jumping off it, because you have to jump to the right. It's like a big, long plank. It's like a 40-foot fucking... little skywalk.
Is it the
and
thing
you
that you
run
start hanging off of?
Hang. No, that's the top. That's like 55. It's the one closest to the set or to the bleachers.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
where he runs after Helen. She does the zip line and he just fucking runs off the edge of it.
Yeah, he
to
goes
her,
to like grab her and, it...
and then just fucking all day, every day, five times a day. I don't care how good you are at cavemans, they suck. It's just bottom of your feet, top of your fucking fist, torpedo. All day, dude. That's what you do. Like, I bitch about
job.
Having to do a baseball slide on the concrete. Once you figure it out, cakewalk. That shit all day?
You're getting water up your nostrils.
That's how you wake up in the morning.
Your eyelids are
Lackey's,
getting peeled
beginning
back.
Of Lackey's show is pretty mellow. He fucking Gatling guns, does the fucking slave cage with Helen, and then gets up there, dude, and just looking.
Ow.
He's still got sleep in his eyes.
I just want
breath
the, I just
smells
want
like
the Gatling
fucking coffee.
Gun.
Oh, my God.
And ka-plunk.
I just love the fact that you just, oh my God, I just can envision all these people doing them.
A lot of guys do this
and,
shit.
But
dude.
they get up, like you're saying, to try and be like that cool guy,
I
like,
got
oh yeah,
shit.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How was that? Mm-hmm. How high did I get? Ooh. No, they do this shit where they jump
and they've seen people do cavemans, so they're tie up, they panic, and they close immediately. As soon as they jump, they're fucking...
And they go over, huh?
No, and they slowly... The air kind of starts
opening. Oh, it starts opening them back up?
And it's kind of hard to reclose, because that'll make you go forward, and you're just going to backflop. So people close and do the whole, like, rubber band thing, and they're about full fucking U-turn, just... They're horseshoeing into the water.
It's towards so the end when he caves, man, right?
No, it's like fucking pretty... It's like right before halfway.
Yeah, I was going to say it's almost in the middle.
You know, it's halfway. It's in the middle. Because I come out in the middle.
Okay.
I fall. Because
that's when she gets...
Deacon comes in. They
After they catch fighting, her and I'm she running, gets released. After. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She goes back up the ladder and then gets on that slave cage and then he kicks her and, you know, and then they go... It's crazy.
That's right. That's right. Okay, yeah, because they already caught her, and she's on the dock.
Yeah, yeah. And then she gets away when I come out.
Yeah.
She splits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Lackey's chasing after, and just
Alex is bingo. The hero.
I actually went, I was just, like, nerding out last night. I found, because I never have any shows to show anyone, because I never save the good ones that I've seen, because, you know, it's so hard to go back 2 years and find the one I'm in.
Yeah. Here's Alex.
I'm in, like, every third video.
Is that actually Alex?
Yeah,
I think that's Alex. I saved, like, that's five Alex. Last night that were like even I was watching, I'm like, fuck, thank God someone got that show. Like some good ones where I just everything was perfect, no mess ups.
Do you have shows though where you like know like you're like, dude,
oh
that show,
I hope that one was filmed.
Yeah, yeah. Where you're like, yeah. That one was the
no,
shit.
Like we all do it. Every show we all look at each other and we're like, wow, or fuck, I fucked that up. Yeah. Fuck, I didn't, I just couldn't, I felt like shit there. Or that pattern sucked.
Oh,
the
yeah,
ski
this
was
is
running
it right
like
here.
Shit. What is it?
This is where the caveman is right here.
Yeah. Oh, watch this shit. So he runs
yeah,
full
there,
speed,
dude.
Jumps to the right, oh, and just... I have a video of a kid fucking spitting. Quentin has the most legendary one.
Because they're...
He would belly flop every day, and he started spitting up blood. And he would just keep doing cavemans the wrong way. He'd close early.
Commitment,
he'd
baby.
He'd close early, and he wasn't very flexible, and he'd slowly just start opening up like a spring.
Just commitment, baby.
And he would
baby.
Just get this fucking... Like... echoed through
the
stadium. The
noise like
oh,
was just
dude.
Fantastic.
He'd come out just... And then he's got a chase right after Helen, right after he gets out of the water.
Hey, I don't know what it is, too. Like, when you're that guy, so, that is the worst feeling in the world. But when you are around somebody that has had the wind knocked out of them, funniest shit in the world to just listen to somebody...
Dude, it hurts so bad, though. It hurts so bad to get the wind knocked out.
Oh, that's the worst part about the caveman. So they do them off the Little Tower at callbacks. But what I'm about to do for the next 3 weeks is rehearsals. That's when we get to see people do it off the fucking, the big one. That's when people either really get hurt or they kill it.
I want to come in and watch. I want to come to rehearsals and just
everybody
sit down and watch.
Does. The shit we get to see.
Because rehearsals
when we're
is when
thin
like,
in the herd right before, you know, your clearance shows. People make it far. I don't know how. There must be fucking sneaky. I don't know how they do it. They get to the point where it's like showtime. And then we get to watch them, and we're like,
how
yes,
did you get
but
here?
How? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Because
I don't want to watch a bunch of talented people do rehearsals for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I do want to see some fucking, some Kiss of Endos.
I want to see somebody.
I want a yard sale at least every hour.
I want to see somebody berry flop off
the
high dive.
Dude, I yard sailed a few times in rehearsals.
What's your highest jump? Don't you have a high jump?
When you get shot?
Oh, yeah, it's just under 40 feet. I think it's 40 feet.
What's your favorite part of the show?
The pattern, the first pattern.
Just ripping the ski.
I'll show you a video like when we're done. I found the one I saved.
But
wait, it's just like effortless.
What do you start as?
Mac. That's I'm right. The guy. I'm the good guy at the very top. That,
yeah.
That rings the bell and signals smokers. I'm the first guy to see him.
And don't you jump there?
No, he gets shot and falls.
I go
off,
down
remember?
One level.
Oh yeah.
And then shoot the water gun at them as they come in, and then once the skier comes in, the sec on the other ski, he tells the six, hey, look up there, pretty much, because I spray him with the gun. And then two shots, go in, go under, change, sit in the jacuzzi. I got about just under 5 minutes.
Sit in the jacuzzi.
In the back. I change, and I sit in the jacuzzi, drink some water. There's, like, benches back there. We just sit, shoot the shit. Because me and the fire diver are back there. So we just hang out.
That guy's just got jelly all over
he's
him.
Coating
and he's
himself.
Just...
He's putting his Simpson suit on. He's fucking getting...
What two?
Those dudes are neither. Sorry, go.
What two roles are in the beginning that are just heckling the crowd and shooting everyone with the water?
Sage, Lackey, and Fire Diver.
Yeah.
Fire Diver doesn't
Sage,
really say much.
Sage is what I
Sage
want.
Sage is rips, like, yeah. Funnest. That's one of the sickest roles.
Sage is
Lackey,
on the skis.
Lackey and the Sage do a little, they do the gun thing where they steal the gun and give him the empty one.
Yeah.
And the fire diver's just sitting up there pumping up his crowd.
Yeah.
And then the Sage, he skis, right?
No.
Who's on the double?
That's the eight.
That's the eight.
That's behind the skier.
Okay.
So 7, 8. Sage is, I don't fucking remember his number. I think he's a three.
Does Sage have a jump?
No. Maybe he gets kicked in the nuts by Helen and falls in the water and swims out my same hide.
Ayo, ayo, ayo.
Yeah. But he, that's just a really fun role. You get to be a deacon for a few minutes right before you get kicked in the nuts. You come back as a deacon, so
that's cool. You tried out for that role too. Yeah, that was like our main role that we were going for because you don't have to do fuck all pretty much.
Yeah.
But it is hard.
No, but it is hard. I'm not saying
to do that show control every day and be a good, because like if you're not good at show control,
yeah,
you have to be really good at dealing with people every day and being funny and then making your gags and your jokes good with the fire diver and the line. It's a lot of actors do it. Most of the stages we have are really good actors.
It's mostly acting. Yeah, that's it's just why. Like you There's have more couple, of an acting.
I mean,
job.
You got your organo drop into the airbag, which is a pretty cool stunt to know how to do.
Upside down, you
fall. Just tied, that yeah, you're tied from your release from your ankles.
That's cool. You had to do that, and then you just get to be in Waterworld. Yeah. If I couldn't ride a jet ski, anything other than Mariner, I would be stoked to do. They're all so cool. Actually, I like the other ones more. Mariner's so fucking hard.
Yeah, you have like the hardest.
I can't slack. I can't be hungover. I can't be tired. I have to stretch. Like I can't just like show up some days and go, I'm just gonna jam this day out.
You can't.
Because when I do that, stitches or I break something. Yeah. Or something really goes wrong.
You're one of like the only roles you can't do like a half-ass performance. Nope. Like you.
And when
have
you do
to
a
be...
couple times, they notice, and they tell you fucking step it up or fuck off.
Yeah.
But that's, it's really easy to just go fucking.
But that's when you're like number one.
Through shows, we've seen a lot of guys do it. I'm not gonna say any names, but in the past, we've had guys just be there for so long, and they're just over it. They just can't fucking do it.
They're just going through the motions.
They're just going through like muscle memory. Their fights slow down. They're not running. They're not the Mariner anymore.
The passion is gone.
The passion has disintegrated.
There's no more passion.
So. That's cool.
Yeah, I just want to be the guy that messed with everyone. Just shot water on everyone.
Awesome.
Walking
I
in.
Want to, I've asked them if I could be Sage, and they're just like, you're just not a Sage.
You're just not a Sage.
I'm like, just let me try. And then I have a bet with a bunch of guys that I can do the launch in under 5 tries or 5. And I just want to do the launch just to prove, you know, we've got a bet going on with a couple guys. But they don't just let people launch because it's so gnarly unless your cross training is 8. And that's the hardest role in the show. So I'm not going to like...
What is the launch? What do you mean?
The fucking skier behind the jet ski.
Oh,
to stick that.
Oh, you think you can do that?
Fuck. Yeah.
I don't know.
That would have been fun. I want
to
do that.
So the ski part's sick. Like any moto guy, like some of the moto guys used to do flatties on the skis as they come out. Like that's easy. You're getting launched out, but you do have weight behind you with a tension rope. It's kind of weird. It torques you to the one way, so you got to just counter it. But the most prestigious... role in that show is the 8s. That launch is fucking gnarly to get pulled out 0 to 40 in 2 seconds behind a skier.
It's like going ski jumping.
Like the drop's like 17 feet. It's fucking like you go 20 feet in distance. It's heavy, but I want to prove to myself and a couple of the OGs
that you can do it.
Because we've had some guys do it in like 3 tries, which is just, it takes guys that are good today, took them like 15, 20 tries. We've had people rip their fucking hands in half, breaking. That thing's fucked people up. Like hands going in the tracks before they even come out of the launch and just shredding their hands apart. Fucking going left and landing on the back of the jet ski. It's set 8 is gnarly.
Oh man, that's so gnarly.
We've had guys, you know, the kicker they hit. We've had guys hit the kicker and keep going right straight into the fucking dock, just like straight into the metal
dude
8. Like gnarly. When we were doing callbacks, all the Mariners were standing at the thing when we were letting the skiers do the hit for the first time. And the owner's like, yeah, just if someone's fucking beer's right, just push them back. Like, all right.
That was your job.
I was like the front guy. I'm like, this is going to be sick or this is going to suck.
Dude, if someone just came mobbing at you guys.
Oh, we have the first girl 8.
Really?
She's fucking the coolest.
So there's 2 girls on the show now?
Yeah. We'll have the first girl. She did the callbacks. Her name's Ebony. She's a Helen. She's done Singapore. Was supposed to be a Helen here, but she doesn't want to do Helen. She wants to be the first 8. And she used to be a champion, like full-on like show skier, like as she was a kid. She killed it.
She ripped.
Hit the kicker. Fucking was insane. Like no guys that we hired for 8 even hit the kicker. She went out and hit the kicker first try like a fucking G.
That's sick.
And it was like it was monumental. Like we had our phones out. It was she's the first girl that has ever gone around that pool on skis.
Jumping skis is weird. Like
she's got bigger balls than the rest of fucking everybody.
She goes first, and I'm at the gate just being me. And I'm like, she just set the standard. You guys are fucked. We're all just sitting there going, fuck, man, this chick just.
It's weird. Killed it. Dude, it's so weird hitting a ramp on skis.
Like, yeah, your feet fucking go apart.
Yeah, I did it at a...
You gotta have a lot of, like, groin and lower body strength.
I did it in general. Well, like, the cut, like, usually when you do it behind a boat, and, like, the cut that you have to come across the wake to, like, get your momentum to hit it, it's gnarly, dude. Like, long jumping skis is super, super gnarly. I did it in North Carolina when I was, like, 21.
Dude, they're, like, doing double front flips and shit. My buddy Seth is a badass long-distance jumper. He'll do, like, front flip 360s, double fronts.
Yeah, backs are easier.
You fucking go down, you're going so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on those big skis and they just torque you.
It was like wakeboarding, dude. Like when we started like getting good in wakeboarding, like we were riding like 28, 29 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's
and
gnarly. Then
you're back behind the boat 80, 85 feet.
Yeah.
And you just take like that distance when you're going across the water and in the air.
Yeah, our buddy Trevor is a world
champion. Trevor's gnarly because he does the like...
He does the offshore race
boats. The offshore ones where they haul ass. Dude,
on a single ski,
front and back.
Yeah,
your feet are right behind each other.
They race around Catalina behind $100,000 fucking race boats.
Yeah, like my psychotic. One of my buddies
shit's crazy.
One of my buddies I grew up with, his grandpa was Maharaja skis, and like he built the skis to go do like Catalina racing and stuff like that. And then
they still use like old school wood skis.
Yeah, and my buddy's grandpa was Maharaja skis. Like that was his company. Like he was known for that stuff. Yeah. And then our other buddy, Scott Pelleton, his dad has the world record for barefoot, 132 mile an hour barefoot.
That doesn't make sense.
Fuck that, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know.
130 behind a straight on, like, full race jet boat.
If he just accidentally bends his toes the wrong way.
Oh, he could have died.
Yeah, there's no falling.
You're toast. You don't
fall. Yeah.
You're toast.
He did not expect to go 100. Like, the whole story of him doing that, he wasn't supposed to go 132 miles an hour.
Absolutely.
Have
buckled.
You seen the? So I didn't know jet skis went as fast as they did until a few weeks ago.
Oh, there's
the
some that do like 100.
Sit down is like 125 miles an hour, and the crank snaps at max speed.
Oh shit!
You gotta watch this video. He's on a supercharged fucking.
The best is when people don't run the. Best is when people don't run the blowers and the seats just boost them off the ski and fall.
This guy's going. Oh, I think he maxed at like 135.
Well,
if I'm not mistaken.
Honda just released a ski like out of the factory that does like 95 miles an hour.
Yeah, our ski does 70. What 76? Our Cowie.
So gnarly.
We have a 1500, and then they have the supercharged version. It's really hard to. You can't put them out. They can't go a certain speed, but they're really obviously easy to. You put a couple $100 in them, you can make them go faster.
Yeah, they have
The minimum speed for jet skis is.
They have a stock sit down that does like 90 miles an hour. Right
dude, they have a fucking the 1500 stand up Cowie.
Yeah,
60.
The
Cowie,
Cowie that you have, thing.
That's what I'm talking about.
That
thing, fucking, dude, it's insane.
I was flying at the river on that thing.
It's insane. Flying. It's the second or third fastest production sit down.
It's so.
It's literally a couch that you just go fucking.
It
70
turns
on.
Like a fucking Formula One cart. It cuts through the gnarliest chop.
Oh, you just skip across chop. It's sick.
That's dope.
And you get on the gas, and it fucking
pulls.
Goes.
It pulls.
It'll throw you off the back of the thing.
I just love those
dudes.
They
made that same ski with a supercharger.
Oh, that's
It's an 1800,
that's
and
legit.
It goes like 80.
I just love those dudes, too, in Dubai that like hit the wakes off of boats on those things,
launch.
And they're just...
Those things have turbos. They put full twin turbo fucking...
Dude, they're like 60 feet in the air on those things.
Oh, dude, all summer... In NorCal on the river, like there's guys that just come between boats, just like triple backflips and just what is this?
Oh, they're just
sit-down guys are psycho.
They have like jet assist on their stand ups and they like.
But you're talking stand up.
Yeah.
I'm talking sit down.
The flat water guys.
I'm
are
talking
insane.
These dudes are sending a couch with handlebars,
dude,
like
Axel,
60 feet in the sky.
Axel was doing that.
He did
out.
It with my buddy Chris.
Dude, that has to be so painful. Like landing on that doesn't.
Dude, everyone tells you watch out for the glide plate. The plate on the bottom.
Oh yeah,
sticks out like 8 inches, and when the ski goes into the water, they're really buoyant.
Yeah,
especially those Richters, those flip skis. So they go in and come back.
Yeah.
So if you push it away from you and it's diving in,
it's gonna come right back
at
you.
Goes in and it fucking comes back and hits you, and it hit him in the shin, dude, and ripped his shin open.
Dude,
well, but we're talking,
and that's what they tell him.
Just
every time,
landing on the ski
plate.
In general just looks so violent. There's no suspension.
You gotta go
or anything.
Nose down or tail down at that perfect angle. Dude. So it breaks the water, but you'll see people would, snap skis in half.
I would
you'll
break your hole and your ski sinks. I think I'd want to almost go down tail because then if you get ripped off the thing, it's going to go
nose
that way
down is why they wear full faces because if you go in too hard nose down, I don't care how strong you are, you're fucking white knuckling it on the front of the ski.
And you're just, they're your gnarly. Teeth are going
into that's
how
I split my head open. I did my fakie sub. The ski came back up out of the water. And
how far do you go under when you dive?
I can take the stand-ups all the way to the bottom.
Really?
Some of them will go to the bottom, and you could tap the bottom, and they won't die.
They choke out?
Some die. Oh. But 8 and 6 are really good underwater. They're really airtight still.
Yeah.
And as long as you throttle as you're pointed down and let off as soon as you get to the bottom, they're obviously fucking full when they get to the top.
Yeah.
But as long as you know when to let off and not suffocate the ski, it'll idle with that water in it. I'll show you a video right when we're done. I found one on YouTube. I go underwater, and I'm like, I thought the video paused.
You don't come up for a while?
I went underwater, and I'm like, oh, because Chris does. I'm like, me and him love going as deep as we can. The best part about it is when the water actually settles and you breach, you get a really good reaction. When the water's kind of turbulent and you do it and come up, most people don't even know you just did what you just did.
Yeah.
They don't even know what they're fucking watching. They're like, what the fuck just happened? But when you go underwater and the water settles and then you come up, you hear in YouTube videos, people go, oh, how the fuck did you do that? Like, even people that don't know what a jet ski can do or what it is, they know what that was.
They recognize that's fucking cool.
Yeah. So the deeper you go, the better you get the reaction. But, I'll show you a video where I go in and it's just silence. The water finally just kind of settles and then.
Dude, that's dope. Well, overall, I got to get going though today.
Matt's got a
fucking. Yeah, me too.
No, I'm stoked to have you on the show today. I'm stoked to see this live stuff. Dude, it's rad having you.
I'll start writing some shit down.
Yeah, it's rad having you back on the show. You guys have seen Alex for like the last year, but now that the world's reopening.
You're going to see how cool Alex
is. Yeah, you guys actually can come and do a fucking failure podcast at the park. I can get you tickets, watch the show.
We could do one at the park.
They'll actually realize that I'm not fucking useless.
Can we do one at the park?
Yeah, you can film at the park. What are you talking about?
Like, can we, like, is there somewhere like we could, like, set up mics and do one there somewhere? Can you get permission somehow?
A podcast?
Yeah.
We could just bring whatever's a portable, and we could go sit somewhere in the park and do it. We don't have to ask.
It'd be sick to do it like at the
after
Waterworks.
My show. I'll come out, and then everyone that watches will know I'm not completely fucking useless.
It'd be dope to do it like last time how you like VIP'd us into the show before.
Yeah,
everyone.
I can do that, but it'd you can't film back there.
What about in the stands?
Yeah, you can film when I pre-seat you.
Yeah.
You in the stands by yourselves.
Yeah,
we can set
actually
it up where it'll look cool.
We
it'll
can actually
cool
show
day.
You how cool Alex actually is. He's not just a guy that we like to make fun of. Like, he's actually legitimately
but now that the
talented kid.
Now that the world's opening, if you guys have an opportunity, if you live in SoCal or you're visiting, head over to Universal Studios, go to the Water World show. Are you guys doing 3 shows a day, 2 shows
no
a day?
No idea yet. We're doing shows.
Look for the shows.
They're going to be there. That's all that matters.
Alex should be in
one
when
of
the
you
shows.
Walk in to the actual Water World attraction. Up on the left is our headshots.
You can see who's working that day.
It'll tell you who's
follow
part
him on,
time.
Follow
who's
him on Instagram.
Time.
Maybe he'll start putting up days he's doing shows and stuff. But it's cool. Like we went a couple times a year before last, end of 2019, early 2020. I think we even went because we tried out in 2020.
You guys came in 2019.
Yeah,
we tried out right before COVID. So. But yeah, go check it out. It's a cool show. It's a fun show. The park's a lot of fun. Everyone in the show's awesome.
Just don't go with me because the show will be ruined and it'll be the worst one you've ever
seen.
No, I went with you. You went with
I
the
did
one.
Get lucky that day because there was like 6 other people
Devin.
Hazing his bad luck.
The first time that I went was just atrocious.
His ski
the
broke
worst
down.
Show
his ski
I've ever
broke
done.
Down and everything.
The worst
yeah.
thing that's ever happened to me was when he came the first time.
But
he goes, sick.
Like we talked about in the other episode we did last week.
Oh, and here, your editor could put my Instagram.
Yeah.
And if you have any questions about when I'm there.
Well, what is your Instagram? I am Alex Hamer.
I am Alex Hamer with 1 M. M.
Yeah.
Not Hamer. Hamer.
Hamer.
And, but you can message me and ask me what days I'm working or just ask me when the park's officially opening. I have the answer to that. And then I'll keep you updated on when shows are actually coming, if they are coming on the 16th, like they've told us. And how many shows we're doing. If we're doing night shows, if we're not.
There you go.
And keep following. Alex is going to start bringing some other stunt guys on the show, which is going to be a lot of fun. We have a stunt guy that we tried out with that's hopefully coming on soon.
Yeah.
And then we'll maybe get to talk about what Alex is doing here in the near future with
TV.
So
Alex and myself are definitely going to be on the FaceTime pretty soon, shooting some ideas too for our live
so
stunt
much shit
action.
Up here.
Yeah.
I just have to get on something and
We're going
to
get to
you. And we got to you got. You have better camera. Is that one the one you use when you do your like walk around vlogs?
No, we use a different one.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, if you're as long as this shit's rolling, I'll get content.
Oh, don't worry, we'll be rolling.
Yeah. So. But anyways, thanks guys. Thank you. We got some more guests coming next week when I get back into town and when Devin gets back into town. Devin's actually traveling this week. Yep. So
I'm going to Oregon and Texas. I gotta go help Jake move.
He's doing road trips because
he finally got a house?
Yeah, they're going to Texas. Mm. So I gotta go see what Texas is all about. I've never been there.
And Devin loves road trips across the country. So
yeah, especially in Penske's.
Yeah. Thank God it's not in a Penske. It's just in a fucking truck because I'll shoot myself.
Ford Raptor, brother.
Yeah.
Raptor, brother. All right. Well, guys, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex, for joining us. And we'll see you guys next week.
Later.
Bye.